Free, I'm not busy. Come here. Give me a kiss. Thank you. Yeah. Oh yeah, my lecture ended a while ago. I'm just... I know I'm surrounded by books right now, but that's just not because of school. I'm just trying to decide what journal I want to use for my new year. Yes, I actually finished one this time, okay? I know. What a shocker. I know I buy more than I actually use, but I can't help it, honey. They're so pretty, and I need to collect them all. Yes, those are all empty. I know, but hey, look, I'm actually using them this year. I finally finished one after years. I think the last one before this that I finished was when I was literally 16. I know. Oh god, no, I cannot show you my journals from when I was 16. Ugh. No, they're so cringy. I can't. I don't know. I was just really not having it in high school, you know? I was very much that kid who just thought everyone was trash and didn't want to talk to anyone. Which now that I read back, I'm like, God, girl, just relax. It's fine. It's not that deep, but... No. Maybe I'll show you what's written in those journals if, I don't know, if you show me something equally as embarrassing. I mean, baby photos don't count. I've already seen your baby pictures, and second of all, they're not even that bad. I don't know why you think they're that bad. They're not that bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I could show you, like, the one I just finished, like, the most recent one, because it was, like, this past year. Yeah, so that won't be as embarrassing, hopefully. Okay, let me just take a look here. Hey, stop grabbing! No, I'm not gonna let you flip through it. No, you did not see your name in there. Wait, you think I'm right about you? Yeah, right. No, it's still personal. Okay, I'll show you some parts. Maybe in like 5 years, I'll let you like read all of it, but not right now. Not right now. But yeah, you know that photo printer thing you got me for my birthday? Yeah, the little, what's it called? It prints like Polaroid photo kind of things. Yeah, you can like plug to your phone. Sorry, I don't know like the official name, but I do really like it. Thank you for getting me that, because I like printed out photos of us and like cute pictures from like dates and stuff, and then I can like put them in here. Let me show you my favorite page. See? Right? Isn't it so cute? Yeah. And then like, when we got together with your family, there's a picture of that. Mhm. Fun times. Yeah. No, it's not just pictures in here, actually. I did write, you know, like I finished it. It's a big book, like, it's a lot, and I don't know, I feel like when I was younger, it was... I would just kind of write about mundane life details. It was so much easier to, I don't know, just fill up pages. But now I'm kind of like, why do I need to write this down? I'm gonna remember it. Like, why? But I won't. You remember the big events in your life, but it's hard to remember, like, just everyday moments like these, you know? Which sucks, because it's so much fun to read back on, so I do want to write about them. but, you know, baby steps. You never told me, did you have like a journal kind of thing when you were a kid? I feel like a lot of people had that phase. Only for a bit. Oh yeah, well, you know, it's inevitable. I feel like eventually there's always that time that your parents stumble upon it, and oh my god, I remember when my mom found mine when I was, I think, like 9, and she read it, and that was the most embarrassing thing that had ever happened to me in my 9 years of existence. No, because, well, obviously looking back now, it wasn't anything super bad, but, you know, it was just writing about my friends and writing about little crushes I had, and I just didn't want her to know about that, okay? Like, I think when that happened, I was so scarred. I did not write in another journal for like a year after that, because I was just, that was not a fun time. Oh yeah, definitely had crushes in, what was that, elementary? Yeah, I had a crush on this one guy who sat like 2 seats away from me, and I never talked to him, even though I had so many opportunities to, because I was just too scared. No. It was not gonna happen. I mean, like, you know how I was when we first got together? I was so nervous. Oh my god. Really? You couldn't tell? Oh god, I was so nervous, baby. It was, I remember, it felt like going on an interview, but like 10 times more nerve-wracking, because I don't know, it was just you, and I almost called and canceled because I was so nervous, and then I was talking to my friend and she convinced me to go because she was like, "Are you crazy?" And I was like, "No, you're right and I'm glad I ended up going because we had a really good time. Yeah, I was nervous. I know we were kind of friends before, but it was just like the first time that we were gonna be alone together, and I just felt like I had liked you for so long that I was like, what if I've like built up this image in my head and I think it's gonna be great, but then we're just not gonna match, or we're just not gonna go well together, you know? Like, it's just gonna be awkward instead, and I was so scared of that happening, but yeah, that didn't happen. I'm really glad it didn't happen. Are you gonna tell me you weren't nervous? Were you not nervous too? See? Exactly. No, I couldn't tell. I couldn't. I feel like I was so scared that if you were super nervous, I wouldn't have noticed it either. So, yeah, we were just a couple of shy. Just a couple of shy people. Yeah, that movie was really bad. I don't know. Who chose that? Was that you or was that me? I'm gonna say it was you, because it was really bad. Oh god. But, I mean, we still had fun, right? And I think that's how I knew you were the real deals. Yeah, because it was like one of the worst movies I've ever seen, but we still had such a fun time. I wish we had a picture of that. That would have been fun to put in here, right? Yeah, no. I think we were just too shy to, in the moment, to really think about, like, taking pictures or something like that. babies, we were babies. I know it was only a few years ago. I don't know. I feel like I've learned so much over the past years, and I don't know, we've changed so much. I always realize that when, like, I read back on stuff I wrote, even just, like, a couple of years ago, and I'm like, wow, that's really not how I think now. It's cool to see. Yeah. I love you. I don't know, it's just all the memories. It's making me... it's making me soft. Stop it. Okay. Okay, I think I've decided which one I'm gonna use. I think... yeah, it was between this one and this, like, black one. But I don't know, I feel like my last one was black, so I should change it up for this year. Yeah. Yeah, I like the purple one too. Yeah? Is that it? Is that confirmed? Okay. Gotta write the date, the year. 2022, jeez, that is a big year. That is, I don't know, I feel like mentally I'm still, like, if someone came up to me and was like, no, it's 2020, I would believe them, because that's just where my mind is. Yeah, no, it hasn't moved on. No, I haven't written anything yet. It's a completely blank page. Oh, you want to write something? Yeah, sure. I don't know. I don't see why not. What are you going to write? Oh, it's a secret, huh? Not like it's my journal and I can read it whenever. Okay, let me see. What have you done? What is this? I thought you were gonna write something. Wait, is this a drawing? Is it supposed to be us? I love it. You are, wow, like, Picasso could never. This is amazing. Thank you. No, yeah, I'm serious. It's an art piece. When you're rich and famous someday, I'm gonna rip this out and sell this on eBay. Oh, you won't forget about me when you're rich and famous? Okay. We'll see about that. I love you. Okay. Yes, this is a very good first page. I like it. I like it. Okay. Well, I got that done, so I guess it's time to clean this up. I will clean it up, I promise. I'm just tired. I'm not gonna make you clean it up while I take a nap. I'm not gonna do that. I am tired. What do you mean? Deciding between all these is such a hard task. I need a rest. Come on. Lay down. Why are you so stiff? Come on. Ow. No, I sat on a pen. It's fine. This is fine. Everything's fine. Yeah, I really should have cleaned up before lying right here on the carpet, but it's okay. It's okay. You know what else I found? When I was going through all those old journals? Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing what I found, like, I don't know if you would call it letters, but, like, I guess letters, notes to my future partner, and this was obviously way before I met you. when I was younger. I think I was like 17 or 18. I know. And I was just reading what I'd said and what I thought. I don't know, I just thought I'd never meet someone like you. Ugh. Ugh. No, don't. You think cheesy. No, you're the cheesy one, but I don't know. I really thought it wasn't gonna, I don't know, ever happen for me. And like, I just never thought I'd meet someone who would be so perfect in every way. And like, I thought I had high standards or whatever. At least that's what, I don't know, people around me said. But I just think that's because people around me wanted to, like, they just wanted to be in a relationship, you know, they didn't actually care who it was with. And that's why I, like, didn't really date anyone before you. It's because it just never felt right and didn't feel right staying with that person when I know I wasn't 100%, like, you know, good or, like, I don't know, compatible. I don't know if that's, I don't know. But my point is, like, I never thought I would actually meet that person that I would be 100% compatible with. And obviously, like, we all have small differences, right? But I'm talking, like, the main stuff, and you're just, like, everything I ever wanted. And, like, you get my jokes, and you have a sense of humor, and you're so understanding, and you're so caring, and you're so sweet, and you just, I don't know, you just get me in so many ways, and I didn't think anyone could get me like that. Like, not even like a friend, much less like a romantic partner, but I don't know, it just made me nostalgic reading back on all of that, and a little bit, it's a little bittersweet looking and reading about how I thought I'd never find you. I'm really glad I did. I do. I love you too, and I love you more. I love you the most.